Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And in the middle of this coronavirus crisis, an announcement that startled, Senator Bernie Sanders is dropping out of the race for president.
That now makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. But how the general election will play out in the middle of this pandemic is uncertain. We'll have more later. And we are getting data this week from cities around the country about the way this coronavirus is disproportionately killing people of color, including in New York City, where Latinos make up most of the city's confirmed deaths at 34%, followed by Black people at 28%. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday in the White House briefing.
It's not that they're getting infected more often. It's that when they do get infected, their underlying medical conditions, those are the kind of things that wind them up in the ICU and ultimately give them a higher death rate.
And Black people make up the majority of cases in Louisiana, where more than 580 people have died. Joining us now is Baton Rouge Mayor Sharon Weston Broome. Mayor Broome, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
I want to ask you about this question of racial disparity. Your governor said on Monday that more than 70% of the people who have died in Louisiana are Black, compared to only 32% of the state population actually being Black. What considerations are you taking to mitigate this disparity in Baton Rouge?
Well, first of all, I've been talking about this since March 3rd, but early on, we established our own testing site, which is in the heart of Baton Rouge. And that testing site was established without any federal funds, without any state funds. We took the initiative with the mayor's office and with our four major hospitals here. And it's been a volunteer effort. Since then, we have seen over 1,500 individuals.
I want to ask you about federal or state interventions. Do you think the federal government should collect and release racial and ethnic demographic data for the country related to the coronavirus deaths, so we can measure this issue nationwide rather than cities like yours really taking on this effort?
Well, I absolutely think that we need data from the federal government, information on the racial breakdown of cases. We can't effectively respond to the needs if we don't have that important and essential information moving forward.
You mentioned how you have a testing site in the city that allows folks to be tested. That has been a major bottleneck throughout the country. I want to know about your intensive care units and hospitals. Do they have enough protective gear and ventilators?
We have 23% capacity available. Our hospitals are not overwhelmed at this point, and we are expanding our capacity as well.
That's Baton Rouge Mayor Sharon Weston Broome. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you, Tanya.